the 2-2. Well hit down the left field line. Way back in.
Welcome back to Walk It Off. It is a rainy Monday morning here in New York City.
So gross.
Waking up was not fun, but here we are. Hanging out with Gemma Kaneko. I'm Danny Wexelman. And happy anniversary to Mr. George Brett and your pine tart incident, sir. Thank you so much for
that. What a day. What a time.
What a moment and a gift that he gave us.
What a weird situation that entire thing was. How fun.
Also, happy birthday to J-Lo.
Really important.
She's very relevant now in the baseball world.
I hope she and A-Rod are having a great day.
I bet. I'm sure they are. I'm sure we'll see it on Instagram later. I can't wait. We also have to mention the trade deadline, July 31st, is right around the corner now.
Yeah.
We have Yu Darvish, Lance Lynn, Jaime Garcia, Sonny Gray, all these guys, I think, will eventually land somewhere. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a little later where they could land. Mm-hmm. And also, it's Hall of Fame weekend. So Claire Smith is being inducted, Bud Selig, Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Pudge. It's going to be a really fun weekend coming up in Cooperstown.
Yeah.
So a lot of still, you know, the dog days, maybe I said they were here like a month ago.
No, they don't come until August.
They're almost here now.
Yeah.
But we have so much going on. And we're going to kick things off with Trender Trash because Clayton Kershaw is on the DL. And I think that people pushed that panic button real quick. And so we need to reel them back in, Jenna. We need to, calm their minds. That's what we're here to do today. But we're gonna Trender Trash the idea that the Dodgers should press that panic button and go out and get someone. Or they should just be like, it's okay, it's all going to be fine. We're going to ride it out until we get to the playoffs. So I want to start, obviously, with you. You, my friend.
I'm going to trend the idea that they should go get someone because I feel like the Dodgers are this, also-ran every year in the postseason. So, like, even with Clayton Kershaw, they always, like, pull out some magical performance from, like, a fourth starter or whatever. Like, who is this guy? Oh, he's going to be great. But, like, obviously that hasn't been working for them over the past few. And now without Kershaw, I feel like it's not going to hurt them to go and try to get someone else, I think.
So you think that it's not safe to just keep doing what you're doing, bring someone up, fill that spot?
I think even if Kershaw was still 100% healthy, I would still be a little bit thinking that they should try to go get someone.
Still go get somebody.
Maybe not as much as I think now, but a little bit. Just because I don't necessarily I do think that in the postseason – they have shown that they usually do need another starter.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's so I feel like they can only gain here.
So Justin Verlander is a name that's being thrown out.
Yeah.
He's got $58 million. The next two seasons, the Dodgers can easily.
If a team is going to do it, it would have to be the Dodgers.
Pick
if you're trying
up.
To pick up Justin Verlander.
Right.
Yeah. Which isn't an idea that I hate. It would make me as a person like deeply sad, but I also
Tigers.
Yes. I would also really like JV to get a ring, and he's obviously not going to be able to get one in Detroit unless a lot of really magical things occur. So
that's true.
So that's how I feel about that. But I don't know. I feel like Yu Darvish might end up there.
I feel like his price tag is going to be pretty high.
Yeah.
He had a really good outing on Friday.
But if anyone can meet it, it's probably the Dodgers.
That's true.
Yeah.
There could be the only team.
Yeah, because they have depth. They have the money. They could do it.
All right, I'm going to go the opposite route.
Okay.
So right now, the Dodgers are 68-31. Mm-hmm. They are obviously light years ahead of everybody else, 10.5 over the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers have the Twins, the Giants, the Braves, and the Mets over the next 2 weeks. That's their schedule, okay? Laughable, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. The Rockies have the Cardinals, the Nats, the Mets, and the Phillies. So not as laughable, but still laughable, both sides, I think, over the next few weeks. So without Kershaw, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, but it's not about whether they're going to win the division, because they're going to win the division.
Right.
It's about whether they're going to make a long run in the postseason.
Yeah.
Which, historically, they have needed a little help there.
True.
Yeah.
True. So your argument isn't as much, even if Kershaw wasn't out, you would still bring someone in. I'm saying, you know what? I think it's going to be okay. You could bring someone in because they do need it, but I feel like what they have is really special this year. It's unlike the past couple of years. So I don't know why you need to go out and do that. Maybe you go out and you get, you know, I don't know, you get someone for the bench. Maybe you get an extra bat. I don't know, not a pitcher. So I'm going the opposite route.
I don't know that they – I feel like they don't even need anyone because, like you said, it's a special squad this year. I don't know that they need anyone extra on the bench.
They're pretty complete.
Yeah.
So he has a back injury that is something that he is a bit familiar with.
Yeah.
That always scares Dodgers front office and their fans. So I think they just want to play it cool and see what happens. I think they'll be fine. I think they could go get someone. I think odds are they probably do, but I think they would be just fine just riding it out until October. Give them a rest.
I actually don't think that if the only question was, can they make it to the postseason, do they need someone? Like, no, because they will.
Yeah.
But it's after that I worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll see what the Dodgers decide to do. Okay. We're going to move on to some quick hits because last week we talked about the NL Central and we did a fill in the blank. We said, who is going to win that division? And you and I both said the Brewers.
Right. And now look at us.
And now we look really stupid. So that's what podcasts allow us to do. You can't see us, but you can hear us sound stupid. So the Cubs, obviously, they went out and got Jose Quintana and then had this resurgence. They came back alive. A rebirth. Here they go.
Here come the Cubs.
The Cubs in the second half. I mean, should we have seen that coming?
Probably. Probably.
Are we switching our decision?
No, I refuse to switch my decision. I want to make it even crazier. I'm going to go even crazier on my call here.
To say the Cardinals.
Pirates. Ah! Let's go Pirates, okay? Because as my roommate and I were watching the game last night, we were just like sitting on our balcony watching the game, like drinking some rosé out of cans. It was a very classy evening. But we were watching the game, and both of us, we were like, man, should we cheer for the Cardinals now just for, like, maximum chaos in this division?
Yeah.
Which is kind of more fun. Like, I don't want to see the Cubs run away with it again because I'm already kind of annoyed with, like, oh, well, the Cubs are so good all the time.
Right.
She was like, oh, it's like they've become the Red Sox of the NL.
But all
and
the
nobody
time.
Wants that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they're not good all the time. I think they just got good, right? But it just feels
but
in your face.
Already too much fatigue for it. So that's why I want this division to
why
be crazier.
Why don't you just cheer for the Reds?
Well, because that's, I mean, insane. I cheer for Joey Votto on a personal level every day. But now I want the Pirates to win that division, which is not crazy. They're not that far back.
Well, no one's that far back.
Exactly.
That division
except for the Reds.
Literally, like, can't make up their mind who should be the
leader. who do you think it's going to be?
I'm still sticking with the Brewers.
Okay, I like that choice. I like that choice.
Yeah. I think that we're still waiting on who they're going to pick up, right? They're going
to
get somebody.
They have to be buyers.
They have to be buyers because they're in it. So we'll see what they decide they need.
Yes.
I think they could go both sides of the plate on that one. All right, Steven Strasburg, speaking of crazy things, also pulled from the game. Him and Clayton Kershaw, you know, something wacky going on this past weekend for precautionary reasons. He said he's not sure what it is. He can't pinpoint it, but he wants to nip it in the bud. He doesn't want to go on the DL. He wants to see if he can come back alive. He said during the All-Star break, it kind of threw him off. He wasn't doing his regular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the reason he's getting back in the swing of things. Should we be pressing the panic button?
It's hard to say, right? Because he is an injury-prone guy. And the biggest predictor for future injuries is that you've been injured before, and he's been injured, like, a lot.
Right.
So I mean, I think the Nationals still need to keep an eye out to fill out their team a little bit because, again, their division is extremely easy for them.
Right.
So it might not seem to them like, oh, well, we have this huge lead. But, again, like, when they meet the Dodgers, they're just going to crumble, you know? So I feel like in any situation, they probably need to go pick. They need to go get someone.
Yeah, and I think, again, thinking ahead to even past that, the championship series, I mean, they're gonna be in real trouble.
Yeah.
Real trouble.
I mean, even if Strasburg comes back, like, at 70-80%, like, I would be worried.
Yeah.
I would be worried about his durability.
Yeah, I don't think he's – I would say Clayton Kershaw can come back at 80% and be fine. I wouldn't say that for almost any other pitcher, I don't think. So,
yeah.
All right, so that happened. And then we have Panda.
Oh, Panda.
Who's back with the Giants.
Oh, Panda.
He's right now with the San Jose Giants, and he said he regrets it. He wish he could go back and do it over.
Panda. Did you see, this is really sweet, it's coming on Cut 4 later today, but he reunited with his host mom from when he was minor leaguer. It was so adorable.
She's adorable.
They are clearly, like, have a real bond,
which
is very sweet,
and
I liked that a lot. I mean, I don't know. It seems like there are some organizational issues with people going to the Red Sox that they don't necessarily feel like they fit in. But,
do you think that's, like, an East Coast, like, big media market thing?
I mean, maybe it is. People have always said that going to the Red Sox can be, like, a tough situation.
Yeah.
It's too bad Ashley's not here to weigh in on this.
Yes.
To describe. But, like, even David Price is having some trouble in Boston.
Yeah, he is.
Which, for such an easygoing guy, is kind of weird to see.
I hate seeing that for him, actually.
Yeah, me too. It makes me really sad, because I really like David Price.
Yeah,
I know he's obviously having a tough year. Oh, well, sorry.
I still like him.
Yeah, he's just a good guy. But I do wonder about that. Like, in Pedro's book, his memoir, he said that, like, his first year in Boston was...
So do you think, like, players are a bit more special if they can hack it in Boston and
New York? That's a good question.
Like, do you think they're just, like, cut from a different cloth, or there's something, like, more shiny about them?
I don't know about that necessarily. I really do think it has a lot to do with luck. I think you get embraced by the fan bases if you show up and you're immediately good. But if you have any struggles, it's like a lot harder. And that really has nothing to do with you as a person.
Yeah.
It just really has to do with chance to me.
Okay.
You know? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that it does take a special person, but I think that you can become that person. But I do agree that you have to perform when you get there. And I don't think there are very forgiving fan bases on the East Coast.
Yeah, so, I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I think that yeah. I mean, like, coming from the Midwest, I would say that I've noticed a more forgiving fan base, people who can appreciate different things and be like, okay, you didn't hit today, but it's okay, Johnny. Like, you hustled to the first base. Like, and I'm so proud of you, and I still like you as a fan. But I feel like the second you mess up one anything along those lines, oh, you didn't hustle fast enough. You didn't catch the ball with two hands. Like, everything gets
ripped
apart.
What really struck me about this, though, is that I was watching the Blue Jays Cleveland game.
Yeah.
And Buck Martinez was like, oh, if you want to see Edwin, like, here's how you can watch Edwin. Even though he does not play for the Blue Jays anymore, still they were, like, so into him. They were like, he was so great. Remember when he was on the Blue Jays? Here's how you can watch all these Cleveland broadcasts, like, in case you didn't know, which I thought was so weird because
they're loyal.
I feel like, yeah, you would never hear that on some, like, on a Red Sox or Yankee broadcast where you'd be like, oh, remember this guy who used to play on our team? Don't you still love him? Go find him.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't happen. Especially, like, on rival teams.
Yeah.
Teams that were competing.
Yeah.
In the same division, so that's...
Yeah, I thought that was sweet. I was like, all right, Blue Jays, I can get behind this.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
Yeah.
I don't think that the White Sox broadcast is going to be saying, hey, you want to watch Jose Quintana?
Just go across town.
That's how you do it. Just drive across the other highway and get there. Okay, Chiefs defensive end Tomba Haley took to Twitter. Basically, he said, hey, I didn't play last season. I want to play this year. I want more playing time. Pick me, choose me, love me. You know, one of those moments. And if you're a bird, I'm a bird. And so he's basically calling out his team, saying to the fans, I want to play more. I deserve to play more. What do you think about athletes trying to be advocates for themselves on social media?
Well, I think it's the way things are going now, regardless of, you know, how we may feel about it. I just, because it's like, we have learned from a lot of players that if you're fun and popular on Twitter, like, you will grow your fan base.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And we now live in a Players Tribune world where everyone makes their own announcements.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not advocate for yourself on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that I still like... And I don't know what the opposite of this is. Is this the agent saying, hey, my guy only played, you know, this amount of minutes or this many plays in the game, so he needs to be playing more? I like seeing their personality. I don't want it to get to whining. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see them whining on social media. I don't have tolerance for that. I have tolerance, and I love seeing someone advocate for themselves, but as long as it doesn't get to whining. Is there someone on Twitter? Who's your favorite Twitter follow?
Who's my
favorite?
That's an athlete?
Yeah.
Adam Jones.
Adam Jones?
Yeah.
I don't even think I follow him.
Well, you should, because he's
really
great. Yeah. Also a great Instagram follow, because he just takes pictures of food, and I love it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you think that his food will rival Bryce Harper's?
I think his food is better than Bryce Harper's.
Okay.
Oh, I will die on that hill. Anyone can talk to me about it. Bryce Harper's food blog. Who eats a salmon taco for breakfast, Bryce? That's weird. What are you doing? Why are you A, putting salmon in a taco, B, eating it with an egg? I can't even handle any of this. Also, this is a personal life preference, but Adam Jones eats food like he enjoys it, not that he, like, has to.
Okay.
To be, like, an athlete.
To be fit.
That's different.
And healthy?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Do you think more people will start to... And I was like, I'm going to let you go on your soapbox. Do you think more people will start to do things like that? I feel like we don't see people make announcements. right? We don't usually see. I feel like there's a lot of fanfare around that.
Yeah, not necessarily on Twitter, I guess. It's more like they post an article or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like who's your favorite athlete Twitter
follower?
Yeah.
Oh, Tim Dillard.
Oh, well, yeah.
I can't believe it took me
five seconds
to think about that.
He's just like a goofy
dude. I just love like how he doesn't take it too seriously, but clearly he cares about the game. He has a passion.
Yeah. I guess people make like life announcements, but not necessarily athletics announcements.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it yet.
Well, I guess Dan Heron, I mean, he announced it in a different way, too. But when he retired, he did tweet, like, I threw 88.
Yeah.
His Twitter handle is I throw
88.
That was, like, a thing. Yes. He's also great on Twitter.
Yeah, he is.
Dan Heron is good.
So maybe we'll see more of that. We just got off on a big tangent. But
yeah, we did.
That was good. Okay, we're going to play fill in the blank.
All right.
It's time for our favorite game of the week. Fill in the blank. All right. By the end of July 31st, in fact, Yu Darvish will be playing in a blank uniform.
Man, I'm going to say Dodgers, though it seems like it might be the Cubs, but I'm going to say Dodgers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am going with Yankees.
I hate that. Oh, God.
Just so if there's any other team.
Enraged at a visceral level.
If there's any other team that could pay a ridiculous price tag, it is also the Yankees.
Yes.
They obviously want to stock up. They have some questions right now with their rotation, mm-hmm. their bullpen. So I think that he fits right in. I think they can pay for him. I think that he would love New York. And I think that it's a perfect fit.
I love Yu Darvish so much. I also like the Rangers, so it makes me kind of sad. But they are going to have to.
They're going to have to let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll be good for the Rangers in the long run.
Yeah.
See what they can get back. All right. Kyrie Irving will land with the blank after he asked to be traded.
This entire story. The Knicks. Because, like, he wants to go to the Knicks for some reason.
Because he wants to be in New York again? Him and you? Are they going to hang out?
Oh, man. Kyrie, I don't even know what his deal is. Flat Earth. Doesn't want to be on the Cavs anymore. I can't handle this guy's choices anyway.
I'm this whole thing, I agree, was a little crazy.
Yeah.
Shady. I want to know the real reason. I want to know exactly what happened. And why you would ask to be traded. I honestly have no idea. He'll land with the team that wants him.
So the Cavs.
Yes.
Not getting traded.
Not getting traded.
Yeah, that was my second answer.
Land with the Cavs.
Yeah.
All right, Zach Cozart, he named his donkey Donald, his son Cooper, that's what he chose. And I feel blank.
Just nothing? It's cute that you let your son name the donkey. That's cute. But, like, why have the naming poll for all of us if we didn't actually get to choose
Gemma
Zach?
Personally offended. You can't see her face, Zach, but if you could. I feel disappointed, and I know that it was his son, and that's a cute thing, but I'm disappointed that it's Donald the donkey.
See? Disappointed.
Disappointed.
Yes. What would you have named it? We discussed this.
Yeah, we discussed it, and I keep getting asked that question, and I still don't know. I haven't really – if I sat down, if you gave me a minute, then I might figure something out. But I still haven't thought about it. I'll come back next week.
And, by then, you know, the donkey will be old.
Old news? The donkey will never be old
I know.
News.
The donkey is the most famous and beautiful donkey.
Here's my question. What happens if Zach Cozart gets traded?
The donkey goes with him, obviously.
But it looks like they made a playpen.
I mean
– at Great American Ballpark.
That's cute.
Yeah. I think I saw a pen.
I mean, if he does get traded, which I don't know that he will – I mean, he's not going to leave the donkey there. It's his donkey. It has to come with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Jordan Spieth, man, unbelievable this weekend. His comeback at the British Open was blank.
Very exciting for my roommate.
Why?
She really gets into golf, and she, like, was hyped about it. And I was like, yay, I like Jordan Spieth. He seems fine. I was much less affected by this than she was. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with it was everything that golf fans needed. I feel
that's
like
nice.
It's been very tumultuous, very up and down, very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Who's good? Who's not good? They need somebody. And I think Jordan Spieth is the guy that they need to look
for. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
You
know, the poor guy just keeps being compared to Tiger. And I think it's unfair at this point to do that. They're completely different players. So let the guy do his own thing. Let him give you those great moments. He's going to have some low moments too, but let him be the guy. And
have fun for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else we missed? What are you working on this week?
I mean, I just came into the office, so a lot of stuff, a lot of trade deadline stuff, yeah. Probably. Depending on who goes where, that'll be our main focus for a while.
Is there anyone, any trade that you, like, we didn't talk about that you want to happen?
That I want to happen? Well, we have a couple of pretty cool graphics on the site right now that you can go check out, cut4.mlb.com/cut4,
yeah.
That you can kind of make up your own fake trades, which I think is really cool.
Like that.
So we have, like, who we think buyers are going to be and who we think sellers are going to be, and you can match up positionally, like, oh, this they need a starter. Who has a starter?
Okay,
you know, and
I
then
like
you can
that.
Kind of
it's like dummy proof.
Like, yeah, you can kind of like fill it out in your head. Like, what would they give? And
like,
then you can use
GM.
Our other graphic to be like, yes, oh well, this team has a deep farm system, so maybe they actually could get something going here. So it's kind of fun. You can
like
play
that.
With it.
I feel like fantasy players would be really into that.
Yeah, probably
because they like to make decisions.
Yes, yeah. Our league, our fantasy league, is so many trades going.
So many. I tried to make one and it didn't work, and so I got scared.
What trade did you try to make?
I can't even remember, to be honest. I tried to get rid of, I think, Rich Hill. Early on after the blister moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
I just cut K-Rod very early in the season.
Well, that's very smart of you.
Well, you know, my relievers are fine. Someone did offer me Todd Frazier, but for Ahmed Rosario, and I was like, get out of here with that.
You're like, I don't think so. Yeah, I got scared. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
All right, so next week, I think we're going to be talking about a ton more trades. We'll probably give them a grade.
Yeah, I mean, everything's going to go down in the next week and a half.
Yeah,
so
it's exciting. I mean, summer's drumming up. College football is almost back. Everyone is getting pumped for the fall. I'm already thinking ahead.
I want it to be summer forever.
Well, summer. Summer for now, Gemma. Enjoy it now.
Okay.
Enjoy it now.
All right,
so that's it for this week. We will catch you guys next time, and hopefully everyone has a great day. Thanks.
Now the 2-2. Well hit.